Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Call my musical palette basic, if you will. That's fine. I really like Black Eyed Peas.
There's nothing wrong with that. You've been playing them all morning long. And I said, like, it's music that... It takes you back to like your younger years and brings back fond memories.
This is real basic. I mean, they got one speed. It's a fun speed, but it's one speed, right? But I do like their music. So when we had the opportunity to talk to will.i.am, which we did yesterday from Black Eyed Peas, I was super excited. And we get into this in the interview that he gave me one of my best concert memories ever. But not that it really matters. And we edited it out of the conversation that we had with him. I don't know that it even matters, but I got the sense that after Kristen asked a question of him, he was so elusive about it that it makes me think like they were never really in the studio together recently for this song.
He and Brittany weren't in the studio together for Mind Your Business?
Right. Did you get that sense?
Well, yeah, because you asked him and he just kind of danced around the question.
I think you asked the same thing, didn't you? Or no, you asked about the promoting of it.
Yes.
So Kristen asked if he was upset at Brittany because... This should be a huge song. I mean, Britney doing anything right now should be huge, right? And will.i.am is everywhere. I mean, if you're on The Burt Show, you've done a million interviews. So he's promoting it everywhere. I saw him on TMZ, and she hasn't done really anything. So you kind of asked him about that.
Yeah, I didn't. I found a way not to ask him if he was upset, but kind of crafted the question into seeing if he would give us anything as to, does it bother you that she hasn't promoted the single at all? Because the girl's active on Insta, but she has not posted one thing about Mind Your Business.
I had actually thought that he was throwing a little bit of shade when he responded because he kind of alluded to the song title, which is Mind Your Business, which can be kind of saucy. And so I kind of felt like when you asked that, he was telling you, mind your business. Doesn't matter, does it?
I didn't pick up on that.
I didn't pick up on that either.
He was very, very nice. And also, I asked them because he's gone in studio a couple of different times with Britney. Like, if she just picked up the phone one day and just said, hey, will.i.am, I want to be part of Black Eyed Peas, would you let her in? And he had a very interesting answer. will.i.am, joining the Burt Show.
What's up, y'all? This is will.i.am. Check it out. Oh, my God. I want to scream and shout and let it all out.
It's the Burt Show. will.i.am has a brand new song out with Britney. will.i.am joining the Burt Show.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
How you doing today?
Chilling, taking it light.
Hey, the first thing I'm going to do, will.i.am, honestly, is I'm going to kiss your ass. Okay. Because I got to be honest with you, gave me one of the greatest concert experiences of my life. And it was about 20 years ago, and I was in Rio de Janeiro. I didn't even know the Black Eyed Peas were there. It was on New Year's Eve.
Shut up.
You guys played on the beach. Yes, on the beach.
Yeah, it was like, it's almost too much. 1,500,000 people were there.
There was over 1 million people on the beach on Copacabana Beach. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
You obviously remember that performance, will.i.am.
Yeah, that was the first time we pulled up to the stage in an ambulance because that's the only thing that could cut through the crowd.
It was so thick, it took us like half an hour just to walk to the beach. And the excitement and the energy in the air and to see 1 million people rock into Black Eyed Peas from where I was standing was electric. It must have been amazing for you.
Man, that's when I came back home. I'm like, ma. Still to this day, I'm like 1,500,000 people.
That many people is there, like, I'm sure is an incredible feeling, but is it a little bit scary? That's a lot of freaking people.
The only thing that's scary is if something were to go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was so drunk and high that if something went wrong that night, nobody would have known it. None.
All right, Will.i.am, you have Mind Your Business out now, the single that you have done with Britney Spears. You and Britney have been sitting on this single for a decade. Why release it now?
Okay, now imagine you came to my vineyard and you were like, yo, I want some wine.
Yeah.
I can't give you a grape and then you have wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to sit around for a while. And the longer it sits, the better the outcome. At least that's what I tell myself.
That's what you tell yourself.
But not everything is supposed to be instant. It's supposed to come out when it's ready. And I feel right now, given the time where she's at, this subject was ready. It wasn't ready 2 years ago. It wasn't ready 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready now. Right now is the perfect time for that subject. And we talked about, back in 2013, we would have like these writing sessions. In the writing sessions, I was like, we came up with a cool little different way to approach songwriting. And I was like, hey, let's have these discussions, these deep discussions on different subjects. I'll interview you. And we just open up, have an open heart, open discussion, the freedom of expression. And I'll jot down quotes. And one of those sessions, one of the subjects was privacy and the price of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And Mind Your Business came from that session. I still remember it in my notes. I typed in Britney, and here it is, March 20th, 2013.
Dang.
In my notes on my phone, there's like all these notes that I have from our discussion and our lunch. And this subject was one of them. One of the things she said that turned into lyrics were, paparazzi, I feel every time they shoot me, there's a price on my picture. And so when I go to the supermarket or when I go to these places, I have to think about that. Most people, they just got the freedom to go to the supermarket, mm-hmm. go to any aisle they want to without having to worry about it. I can't do those things. And so I was like, wow. So that came up with, paparazzi shot me, I am the economy. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. So yeah, I was so happy the song is out. Thank you, Britney. Thank you, everybody that worked so hard to get this out. A needed subject, not only for people that are famous or that are popular, just everyday people that are on social media, their privacy is infringed upon.
Just one more quick question about Mind Your Business. When it comes to a successful single launch, I assume like there's a marketing and publicity plan, especially for social media. And I haven't seen Britney post anything yet. And I didn't know if that was intentional because of the name of the song.
In this case, the song title is what we are governed by. And some people, especially when they're going through a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
people have life. She launched a book.
Yeah.
She went through something horrific. And social media and space and a breath is what a person needs. Who's to say that your social media is supposed to be on all the time?
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have the right to turn it off. Every time, every moment, she's supposed to be on 24/7. So yeah, she turned off her Instagram. Not the first time she's done that. People should have their space to turn off and turn on when they want.
Sure. If Britney came to you tomorrow after you guys have worked together a couple of different times, if she came to you tomorrow and she's like, hey, Will.i.am, I want to be a member of the Black Eyed Peas. Would you consider it?
The Black Eyed Peas is like a family, whether it's Macy Gray, Kim Hill, Estero, Fergie, Jay Ray, so Nicole Scherzinger, Shakira. It's a family of an open realm to collaborate and express. And its core members, me, Tab, and Apple, have built an environment where we can collaborate, do any type of form of music, samba infused, rock infused, you know, dance, hip hop, jazz, like whatever we want to do. Hey, let's express. So to answer your question, hell yeah.
Will.i.am joining the Bird Show.
All right. So can you tell us a little bit about the tour and the Elevation album, please?
Yeah. So we're on tour in Europe, which mm-hmm. is like, hey, guys, you guys want to do a European summer vacation and get paid and play some songs that people want to hear?
Duh.
They're like, yeah. Sounds fun. Wait, what countries are going to do our summer break vacation this year? Oh, man, this time we're going to Malta again. We go to Budapest. We go to Italy. We go to Turkey. We go to Hungary. It's crazy to say Turkey and Hungary back and forth. And then the weekends we usually have kind of off, but this weekend I have off, and I go to Google Camp, which is like this AI-focused camp where you just knowledge up on all things tomorrow.
Huh.
Dang, wild.
And Google Camp is in Sicily.
So what do you do, like arts and crafts? And you guys do like...
Archery.
Those potato bag runs.
No. No, it's like we talk about AI, we talk about things that we should worry about, the inspiration and the optimism around it. We see new models, secret projects that have not been revealed. It's like a knowledge future cast. You knowledge up and you see around the corner.
And I think that's super smart. And I think a lot of artists should follow your lead, because with AI, while exciting, it can be terrifying. Like, what would you do if somebody took the Black Eyed Peas voices into AI and started recording all these random songs?
Imagine you're Leonardo da Vinci, or you're a painter during the Renaissance, and it took you a while to make a painting. And then someone says, hey, yo, in the future, there's going to be like an instant paint where it's a contraption that just takes a picture of anything. It's going to be accurate. Are you afraid of the camera? Is it going to threaten your craft? Fact is, people still paint paintings. Fact is, people still have an imagination and that craftsmanship to be able to manifest an idea onto a canvas is still valued. It hasn't went away, no matter the technology that comes to take a picture of you making a painting. They could take a picture of your painting. They can make prints of your painting and duplicate them.
Which they do.
Does that mean that one painting that you made is less valuable? No, actually, it's been more valuable. The AI is going to make things, going to mimic things, but you going on stage and doing improv and speaking from your heart, AI is never going to do that.
You might be the first creative person that I've heard actually
embrace
it and evolve with it rather than be scared of it.
My instrument is the computer, okay? People, when they think of AI, they think of Terminator. Man, James Cameron told us about that back in the 80s, man. I could be like, okay. But George Lucas also told us about AI and robotics, too. And in this story, there's lots of different robots and lots of different AIs. There's RTD2, who doesn't even speak English, but everybody understands. And then there's like 3CPO, who can't even move his freaky elbows. And there's all these different types of robots and AI. But then there's a Jedi. So are you going to not have faith in humanity's growth because of something else that's going to push us to grow further, to not see that we will be Jedis? Or are we just going to be civilians and this robot's just going to be come and take over? Forget your limitation on what you think humanity is, like we're stifled, like we're not going to grow past this point. We're going to grow past this point, but something's going to push us to grow that far. This entry of a hyper-intelligence that's going to push us to be spiritually intelligent. Ta-da!
Damn, when you share this theory with other artists, are they like, Will I Am, you need to shut up about that. We are scared and no. No?
Nah, the ones that are afraid were always afraid. They just didn't know what they were afraid of. But fear is fear. You can't knock for somebody for being fearful. You just got to be like, okay, well, let me try to give you as much information and inspiration as possible to get you out of that fear perspective.
Dude, you are an interesting dude.
Is there anything that you are fearful of?
I'm fearful that we as people aren't protected because lack of governance and regulations around AI. So AI is not the issue.
Got it.
It's the lack of regulations and governance.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Well, hey, this went way deeper than I thought we were going to get. I just thought we were going to be talking about Britney. I appreciate your time, man.
I do, too. That was fascinating. Thank you.
Will I Am, man. I know you're super busy. You're getting ready to go on the road, like you just said. So thank you for your time. Good luck with the song also, man. I wish really, really great things for you. And hope to see you on the beach again in Copacabana, man.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much. And all the Britney fans out there, thank you guys so much for all that you do for Britney. You guys are a fan base that every single artist. Marvel's over. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome. And all the fans for Black Eyed Peas, thank you guys. It's an honor to be on the show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.